Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Cheryl, thanks for emailing us. Do you want to explain what's going on here with you and Rich?
Yeah, Rich is being really weird. That's what's going on. He's just being annoyingly weird.
Great place to start, Cheryl. So what are we talking about weird-wise? Like, did he run away screaming, or is he in hiding?
Did he grow a third arm?
Oh. No. Like
no,
what?
None of that. No, none of that. Thank goodness.
Okay.
He's just really being hard to read, like impossible to read right now. And I just have no idea what's going on.
All right. You guys known each other for a while or no?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, I don't want to say we were friends, not exactly. It was more like, you know, we'd see each other around here and there. We got a lot of the same friends. We'd both be at the same parties or the same bar or whatever. And we never really did anything one-on-one. But then one day things sort of changed a little bit. We started talking and we realized how much we had in common. And that led to texting all the time. And I don't know. It's embarrassing, but I definitely got a giant crush on him.
So,
I've been trying to eat my feelings for a little while. But then when we were texting, he started sending these really flirty and kind of sexy messages. And yeah, I'm thinking like, this could maybe work out and turn into something, right?
Nice. Okay. All right. Very nice.
I mean, it would have been nice. He's just being weird. He keeps going back and forth. You know that Katy Perry song, that hot and cold, yes and no, and
yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. He's just being impossible.
Well, what is he doing, like, in particular? How do you mean?
Okay, I don't really know how much we want to get into it, and it's kind of a little bit hard to explain, but, like, when we're together, it's just amazing. When it's just the two of us at the house, he's great. Like, physically, everything's great. I mean, then we'll go out, we'll be with the friends, we'll go do something. For example, like, we did a birthday deal last week, and I don't know, we were with a bunch of people, and when we're there, he just seems not into me at all, like, in public situations. He's just so different.
Okay, when you're in public or around other people, like, but he ignores you?
And that's what I'm saying, that it's kind of hard to explain. Like, he doesn't completely ignore me. I just don't get the same magnetism. Like, it's just not the same attractive energy that I get when we're one-on-one.
Right.
Like, if we're just kicking it or out on a hike, like, man, it's really kind of messing me up. I know he likes me. I really do know he likes me. But if we're on a date or around other people, it's just so subdued. And I don't know. He's not said anything. Like, I'm just worried that it means he's only thinking of me like a hookup. And
yeah.
Like, oh, Cheryl's just a friend. And
well, a friend with a little extra.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
I don't know. I do want to hear from him. Hearing it would just break my heart, but at least I'd know where he's coming from, you know?
Okay. Right.
So taking all of that into account, Cheryl, how do you think he's going to react to being pitched this big, extravagant date?
Yeah.
Right? Like, he gets to pick it, but do you think he's aware of this phenomenon? Like, the doing better in more intimate settings?
Right. I mean, are you going to be disappointed if he chooses something really public after, like...
Exactly. Like, not just a candlelit dinner between the two
right?
of you. Like, somewhere in a crowded restaurant, then you go to a crowded public space,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe it's on me and it's just in my head, but... Yeah, that's what I'm here to find out. Like, I could keep second-guessing and speculating, trying to pick apart every little detail, but what good is that going to do? You know, we could just go straight to the source. So, I'll opt for that. Let's not keep wasting anyone's time in this situation. You know what I mean?
And to the source we go.
Yeah, we don't want to waste anyone's time, especially not yours.
Well, let's see what we can shake out of or shake into. Hey, whatever. We want to talk to Rich. We're going to do it. It's next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Cheryl and Rich.
Yeah.
Cheryl and Rich.
Just weird stuff, you know, like a little, like, one way, you know.
Hot and cold. I liked that. I liked the Katy Perry song because I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Yep, yep. So what's
up? You're in and you're out. I mean, he's just all over the place.
What's going on there?
Seemingly, he does better when they're just one-on-one.
Yeah.
When there's a crowd, when there's other people around, he doesn't seem as interested, or she's not picking up on that interest like she does when it's just the two of them. So she's worried. Maybe he's in it for the wrong reasons. Maybe in his head, this is just a hookup situation. I hope that's not the case, but we're going to get him on the phone. Like she said, get straight to the source. And I think we have him here. Hey, is this Rich?
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you to hopefully get you set up with this date package that we like to give away on our show.
No, I'm sorry. Did you say hopefully? What's this about?
I did say hopefully. We'll get to that. But essentially, Rich, we are offering you a date night. So it's completely up to you. Go wherever, do whatever. We'll cover everything. We'll cover all of it. You have to agree to use this with the person, the woman, rather, who entered you for it in the first place.
Oh. So, kind of, not really, I guess I'm not really available or something like this.
Does it make it better if we tell you that it's Cheryl?
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, I legit thought it was going to be somebody random.
Okay,
but
all right.
That is making
all
a lot
right.
more sense.
All right.
Yeah.
God, am I the only one that thought that he was about to say he had a wife
a
or
family.
A girlfriend?
Yeah. Family.
No.
Yes.
No, that was exactly where we were going to.
Is that Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If it's an emphatic yes or something, we always like digging out at that moment.
Well, okay. I mean, if it's Cheryl, I thought it was going to be like, I don't know. I had, like, there's I met some weirdos in my past.
Sure.
Let's do the damn thing. That sounds great. I'll do it.
Yes.
Perfect, man.
Yes, that's great news. But for what it's worth, you should probably know she was kind of worried that you weren't going to be feeling the whole thing.
Well, I mean, why? What makes you think I want to be interested? Did I do something to give that impression?
I don't know. It's just, it kind of feels like I get two completely different versions of you sometimes.
How?
I don't know. It's just like when we go out, like, it doesn't seem like you're as attracted to me as you are normally. Like, I don't know. You might always be looking for other options or something is what it feels like. But then I don't really know. I don't know. I kind of thought you might be reducing me down to a hookup or something. That's just kind of how I've been feeling.
No, God, no. Let's just look. When we're spending time together or lounging around, that's all amazing when we're just chilling in my house. It's just, man, look, I don't know. I don't get some of the stuff that you do.
Anything specific?
Yeah.
You want to highlight, Rich?
The makeup is just—it's really heavy sometimes. Look, it sucks that I let it that you picked up on it, that I let it show. I'm sorry for that. But if you wanted to know why, I don't really understand how it is that when we go somewhere, no matter where it is, you do that crazy red lipstick thing and all the eye stuff. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's
my makeup.
Yeah, I realize it's stupid, but it's not what I'm attracted to. Okay, I'm attracted to you. You look way better without makeup. All right, not that I think that playing you is way better. Not that I think you're playing, but you know what I mean. I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't know why you do this. I think it's unnecessary. I get that you may like it, but it's not. That's not what I think your best look is. You put all this makeup on, and I think it takes away from you. Yeah. And I think most men would agree, heavy makeup is not that attractive.
Well, I guess I'm sorry that I'm so horribly unattractive in makeup. Like, that must be really difficult for you.
No, don't be like that. I'm very attracted to you, okay? It's just that not when you have your clown face on. You literally wear a clown.
Dude.
Wait, no, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, man, this isn't going well. Like, we should have done this on the radio.
Are you surprised that it's not going well, or what?
I mean, some girls wear too much makeup, and Cheryl's one of them. Are you telling me that if I wore jorts and dad shoes, you wouldn't have thoughts? Why can't I comment on your face? I'm not allowed to say what I think?
I mean, you can say whatever you want. It just, I mean, it might make you sound a little bit like
I'm not trying to be a I swear. I'm just trying to tell you what I think. What am I supposed to do, ignore it and never tell you about it? It doesn't turn me on. I know it's just makeup. You can just wash it off. It's not. I'm actually saving you time. Is it something that, am I not allowed to have paint on it? You don't put on makeup, but you go out faster.
People will have some thoughts on this, Rich. All of this.
Guys, assuming this is still a yes, which I do hope it is, we'll get you set up. Hang on the line for 1 second, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.